1 left in the third quarter. Lakers was leading at halftime by 2 points, 36-34. Hira Beach has scored 16. Lakers with 10. Hira Beach inbounds into Josh Shelkey, blows to work against Paul Zwemmer, and the floater for two is good. It's now a 6-point lead for Hira Beach. Ryan Brown, you listen into the huddle of Lakers. What were they saying?
Well, they're looking to do a better job on transition defense. Hira Beach is running up and down the floor, getting Lakers a little discombobulated, so they want to focus better on getting back on defense and setting up their defense and holding Hira Beach from transitional points.
And in the meantime, Paul Zwemmer hit a jump shot from the free throw line. Now makes it 52-48, and we have a charge against Zwemmer. Drove into the lane against Callen Cook. He was there standing up. And out of control was Zwemmer. Majeski didn't like it, but that is the fourth against Zwemmer and the team's third for Lakers in the second half.
You know, I'm going to agree with Coach Majeski on this one because Callen Cook just got an Academy Award on that one.
He was not set by any means.
But he fell perfectly. I'm not even sure he even touched him. It was a great acting job.
So Zwemmer sits down with four fouls. And a little over, just under 10 minutes to play. Eli Kraft drives into the lane. He is fouled. Goes to the line for two shots. Drawing contact there. Majeski doesn't like the call.
That one was more legit.
The fourth team foul on Lakers. And the third against John Carl. And I have to apologize if there's any Seth Bowles fans sitting out there. Seth Bowles is a freshman. I'm just going to get every possible stat about him wrong tonight, apparently. As the first free throw for Eli Kraft is good. Eli Kraft has 23 points in the night. 53-48. And check that, 54-48. Both free throws good for Eli Kraft. Now with 24 points. Carl sits down. Number 50 checks in for Lakers. Dakota Valentine, the 6-foot junior. So out there for Lakers right now, Shooty with the ball, going against the pressure, and is actually stolen by Josh Shelkey. Goes up for the layup, and it's blocked by Cunningham. Ball is still loose, brought in by Callen Cook. Goes up for the layup. A little bit of a trick shot, no good. Rebound, Eli Kraft, top of the key. Drives into the lane, kicks it back out to a three for Josh Shelkey. This one's air ball, and out of bounds, Laker ball. 54-48, Hira Beach by six. With a minute 15 left in the third quarter. Cunningham up to Christie, and this one goes out of bounds, tipped by Christie. Another bad pass for Lakers. That is their 17th turnover, 8 in the second half.
The technical mistake that the Lakers are making is they're dribbling right into the double team, and then it makes it really easy for the Pirates to go ahead and survey the situation, get the interception, or maybe the Lakers throw it away, which they just did.
Eli Kraft, top of the key, over to Seltz, left wing, trying to feed it inside to Shelkey, goes in for the layup, and they're going to call 3 seconds. 3 seconds on Hira Beach, so turnover for the Pirates, first of the second half, the third on the night. The Pirates lead by six, 54-48. Christie's pass to Bowles was stolen by Cook. Cook goes up for the layup. He's good. And the basket is good with the foul.
Excellent play by Callen Cook. Made the interception, took it coast to coast. And now he's going to get rewarded for a three-point play possibility.
That's the fifth team foul against the Lakers. Block is the chaw. And it goes against Jared Schutte, his second. 18 turnovers for the Lakers tonight. Free throw from Callen Cook is good, and they have the largest lead of the night at 9. 57-48, Pirates on top. And it's nearly stolen away by Eli Kraft as they try to feed it down to Bowles. Out of bounds by Kraft. So Lakers will get it on right in front of their own student section, about 6 feet from the baseline, opposite side of the radio. 34 seconds left, trailing by 9, 57-48. Cunningham into Schutte, right wing. Taking his time, now starts his dribble. Down to the corner, and we have a whistle. And they're saying he went out of bounds.
Right now, the both officials are going to have a little confab and talk it over. And they agreed, Hira Beach ball.
And out of bounds On the line was the call for their 19th turnover, 10th of the second half. 26.9 seconds left as now the officials come over here as Jeremy Majeski wants an explanation. Majeski wants a push. The call right now is out of bounds. Fouls right now are 5-1. Lakers with 5. Harbor Beach with 1. On the bench, Paul Zwemer with 4. Eli Kraft against Cunningham over to the right wing to Seaman. 20 seconds left. Kraft slowing things down at top of the key. 15 seconds left to Seltz, left wing, back up to Kraft, top of the key. Or to Seaman. Now Kraft, 8 seconds left, dribbles to Seaman for 3, right wing, yes! Cody Seaman with 7 points of the night now, 60-48 after 3 quarters. When we return on the WLAW Sports Network, fourth quarter coming up, Harbor Beach 60, Lakers 48.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
To 48, Harbor Beach leads now by 12, their largest of the night as we're entering the fourth quarter here. Unbelievable third quarter for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Well, they caught the Lakers trying to play the Pirates game, and that's trying to fast break, but I'll tell you what, nobody does it better than Harbor Beach. Lakers probably want to try to get back in this thing. Going ahead and driving the ball, see if they can get some foul jeopardy on the Pirates.
And they feed it into Colin Cook on the baseline, in for 2. And this one's good. Colin Cook now starting to heat up. He has double digits. 62-48, 14-point lead for the Pirates now. As Zwemer's back in there with 4 fouls. This one's in with the easy layup. Or I should say the bunny inside the lane. Zwemer now with 10 points. Out Cody Seaman to Eli Kraft, skip pass to Seltz, back up to Seaman, top of the keys. Eli Kraft, right wing, feeds into Shelkey in the paint for the jump shot, rolls in. Josh Shelkey starting to heat up as well. He had 8 points in the third quarter, and we have a steal by Austin Seltz. It's the 20th turnover for Lakers. And now we have a travel against Harbor Beach.
It's going to be Laker ball, but Lakers really cannot dribble through this press. They're going to have to pass right through it.
That's a travel against Lakers. Now the officials are meeting again. And we have a white timeout.
We don't know whose ball it is, though.
Not quite sure. We'll square it all away here for you. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break on the WLAW Sports Network. Harbor Beach 64, BetX, Lakers 50.
Okay.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.